Glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us. The aim of this class is to gain the art of spiritual life through the teaching of Holy Bishop Ignatius Branchaninov. This study has already transformed many lives, and we hope your life will be transformed too.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
So, welcome back. Today's book study will be a little bit shorter because we have another duties. You know, together we are going to celebrate because we are in the half of the book. So there will be a little bit party after. So let's continue, maybe do something. Mm-hmm. We are on the page 153 and it is the second half of the page.
Okay.
All right, please.
Just as the demons find it very important to hide themselves from their victim, it is equally important for the ascetic to understand they are the original sinners, the source of all temptation. When we live our lives in service to God, the sources of temptation are not our friends, not ourselves, not isolated events in our lives. Having seen our enemies, we will slowly learn, under the guidance of the Word of God, to vigilantly watch them as ourselves, to firmly withstand them. The great Apostle Peter instructs us, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith."
It's very interesting paragraph, and we somehow can we can be disturbed, but because he is saying that the source is of all these temptations are demons, our enemies. And we can say, well, this is not really true, because we know that, and from previous chapters, that, well, many temptations comes out from our passions, from our bad habits, for it is our fallen nature. But we have to realize that he makes some kind of note here, and we have to take into consideration that he says that when we live our lives in service to God. So he's talking about those people who already somehow went through this purification of heart and mind, who are not under this rule of passions. So he's talking about those who reached spiritual maturity, so they are not disturbed by passions anymore. So, but we can have this. And why he's saying that, he's saying we can have this illusion that when we reach level in our spiritual life and we conquer all these passions, we put them under control, that there will be like paradise for us. But it's like wonderful life, you know, because we will be not bothered by these passions. But he's saying no. Then, really, when we are in this state, when we conquer these our passions, then activity or these temptations, they are coming from demons, from our invisible enemies. So we have to be prepared for that. And again, as many of these teachers of spiritual life say that, well, don't expect Sabbath, the day of rest, you know, I would say, here on earth. Isaac the Syrian, he says that true Sabbath is day when you die, when you are in grave. This is day when all these temptations and difficulties and this fight stops. Until that moment, we are on battlefield, and we have to really be careful. But he continues and he says, and he encourages us, that he says, well, we should not be afraid of, because if we are in this service and we serve to God, so we should have courage to stand against these demons. We will have God's protection. He reminds his words there of Peter that, well, he can like make noise around us, but he cannot harm us. He can be around us, but making these temptations. But if we don't give our approval, if we don't God give us agreement, nothing will happen to us. Still it is not pleasant thing. And we know from life of saints that they were suffering even like horrible things from these invisible enemies. Like from this life of Saint Joseph the Hesychast, he reached really through his strict life and life prayer and dedication, he really got a lot of gifts from God, a really amazing saint, and he was one of these who is behind the renewal of monastic life in Greece, and through Greece it went to the whole world. And there is one story that once he got a visitor, some kind of priest, or I think it was teacher, he taught in seminary or theological faculty, I don't know. But because of we were so poor, so he offered him his own not bed, it was just place where, well, you could like stretch your legs or for night. Morning, that priest said, I didn't sleep because I suffer all night, because there was like attacks from demons, really, who were bothering this Elder Joseph. And Elder Joseph said, those are stupid beings. They didn't recognize that it is not me. You know, that it didn't bother him that, well, that poor guy, he was running away. He didn't want to stay even like more than necessary at that place. He was like so scared that he ran away. But yes, there is this battle. It continues. It's a little bit different, maybe we have now. But he tries to encourage us that, well, he wants to tell us this, but he wants to encourage us that we should not be afraid of. All right, that's question or comments. All right.
Okay. These battles, these attacks of the demons on those who wish to be saved through prayer, are allowed by God Himself. They are the result of our fall, in which we submitted ourselves to the authority of the demons. Let us submit to God's just will for us, and let us bow our heads under all the blows of sorrows and sicknesses with God's good will, desires to chasten our sinfulness and our sins in this temporary life, so that he may deliver us from the eternal sorrows and sickness that we deserve. Allowing us to be tempted and giving us over to the devil, God never ceases to think of us. Chastening us, he does not stop doing good for us. The apostle says, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And the devil, being the slave and creation of God, attacks us not as much as he desires, but only as much as God will allow him. He tempts us not whenever he wishes, but when he is given permission. according to the counsel of the apostle, let us give unto God all care for our own selves, all our sorrows, and all our hopes. And in order to do this, let us make our prayer to him more frequent and more powerful.
So it is good advice for us, because it's our common experience that when we try to, those who don't try to live life with God, they have easy life, I would say, because nothing is bothering them. You know, everything like natural. And even demons, they don't attack them because, well, why to attack those who are their own already? But once we start to fight on this field of our soul, when we want to cultivate the soul and to remove passions and to give growth to virtues, we immediately have this experience that we are entering to battle. You know, like very common experience is like one lady, she told me many years ago that, well, you know, I wanted to follow, you were talking about this, using like these vain words, or to you know, not to talk too much, because it is Christ said in gospel. So I said, well, I have to practice that. And he said, once I told this to myself, my mouth didn't stop. Because there was always something I had to say and to talk. And he said, the more I was trying to fight against it, to be silent, more I was talking. But true is that she was talking before nonstop. So, and she was not realizing that. When she wanted to stop, she hit that her habit, her way of life. And now it is in our mind that, well, if we want to follow some kind of ascetical practice, so okay, I'm going to fast from tomorrow. Well, and usually at noon I already break this fast, you know. Or I move it to next Monday, you know, or, and I don't say which month and which year, you know. because it seems to us that it is easy, that it's really easy to put this ascetical practice, whatever it is, silence, more prayer, or to fast, or other things. It seems that, well, I can do this, it's attractive, no problem, I just make decision. But, well, once we make decision, like somehow this, like storm comes, when really it forces us to bend to this our habit, and to really, many times we run away from this our promise and decision. So we know that these storms are present in our hearts, and it, we need to have this dedication to our promise. We have to realize that it will be not easy. Like, for example, with this fasting, remember where I was mentioning this Benedictine who wanted to return back to original rule of fasting of Saint Benedict. And it took him 3 years until he reached this level. And he was very wise, because he was making like simple steps. He skipped the first breakfast, then he ate less for lunch, and then finally, after 3 years, he reached this level of fasting in the time of Saint Benedict. So it is process, and we cannot have this illusion that we make decision and tomorrow we will start to live like saints. You know, that we have to make these little steps, and these little steps are the company of these little steps are these battles. And it can be rebellion of our body or our passions from inside. But it can be attacks from demons too. And many times we cannot recognize what is what. We just experience this resistance against this practice we want to put to our lives. and sometimes it's difficult for us because we start to ask these questions that why it is happening if I want to do God's will? Why it is happening that, well, I want to do good things? Many we are discouraged. So in this paragraph, Blanchino actually gives us like several good advices. The first one is that we have to realize that these attacks from demons are the natural result of our fall. We are living in a fallen world, and we carry this fallen nature, which is marked by sin. And we have to realize that even if we make decision to acquire some kind of virtue, it means that before we didn't have this virtue. It means that we were serving to these demons through following our passions. For example, if somebody is sinning by, I would say, what? Envy, okay? And this envy causes a lot of problems to him, to other people. But in reality, he's servant of these demons, I would say. He's not servant of God, he's servant of these powers who rule over this world. And if he wants to go outside from this prison, so yes, we have to expect that there will be resistance. They will not let us go easily. There is a fight there. So it is when we experience this, so we have to experience this that, well, this is natural. I'm moving towards like new world, new life, and I'm breaking these chains which kept me in this world, in this fallen world. And yes, it is painful, it's hard, but it is sign that I am getting free. So this should be how we see these painful moments when we fight this, when this storm of temptations come and we fail and stand up again, and many people are discouraged after a while. But we have to realize this is great. This battle is here, and it means that I am getting out from this prison. So this is like first encouragement he gives us for our healing. The second advice or encouragement is that we have to see that these temptations never go over some kind of limits which God gave to the demons. Because it is God who allowed them to do this. They cannot do anything, demons cannot do anything without God's permission. They are under His power.
It's a job.
Yeah, for example. But we have to realize that if we can ask why God is so cruel that He expose us to these powers of demons. But one thing is that it is for good of our souls. Because if we don't have this temptation, if we don't experience this battle, we would never grow. It is something what like gives us this boost to our, because very dangerous things in our life is satisfaction. When we are satisfied, when there is, we are satisfied with our state, we are satisfied with our life, we are satisfied. So if this feeling comes to our souls, to our heart, it means that we stopped to grow. There is no growth then. Only this desire to go higher or to bigger quality of life, this desire causes that we are moving to this goal. So even like this temptation comes, so it is really always this reminder of this battle which goes through whole our life, this effort for gaining eternal kingdom and salvation. But we have to be aware of what he says, that well, we know that it will be never over our possibilities to handle this. So sometimes we are on the brink that I cannot bear it anymore, it's too much. But we should not give up. And again, this Isaac Syrian, he says that, well, when temptation puts you to ground, when you are already on the ground, almost defeated, when you see enemy who is taking like the sword and wants to give you last, what is, yeah, to kill you, even in that moment, don't give up, fight. Because he said, usually, like in these moments, when we in this last blow, when we don't give up and call upon God, then we reach victory. Yes.
How is like that with exorcisms and people being possessed by demons? How is that like allowed by God, and why would exorcisms be necessary or like being possessed?
These are a little bit different, I would topic. I don't want to go to depth because I have to prepare for this answer.
That's okay. I'm just curious to be really correct
in this, you know, to give. But what is connected with exorcism? Probably you mean these serious cases when this person is like crazy and this.
Yeah, I mean, but. Anything where you're being like attacked by demons so severely, or attacked by a devil so severely.
There are several like triggers which starts this state. Many times it is our free decision for evil, which opens soul for this. I would say. For this state. And many times it is that people are involved in occultism, it's very often, or there are other reasons, but there is some kind of special step of our, when we open freely for these powers. And it might be not, sometimes it happens that children have this symptoms, but then usually it is that their parents, you know, make this decision, and well, there is some kind of suffering. I don't want to go like further there, because well, it's a very popular, like interesting theme, but true is that it is a little bit, even I read a lot about this. I don't have courage to go there because still it is some kind of mystery for me. I don't understand totally how this mechanism is. What is true is that, look, we did exorcism 2 weeks ago in our church. Before baptism. You know, that well, those are, there are, and always when you like renew your baptism vows, it is a little exorcism you are doing by yourself. You know, so it is, there is a whole scale of that. To understand this, I didn't come for myself to clear understanding. And somehow I don't want to go there. I explain why. 20 years ago, Bishop who ordained me, he appointed new exorcist in our eparchy in Slovakia. And he replaced older priest, and nobody actually knew about this, who is the exorcist. If there was a case, we asked, and from chancery they told us how to reach this priest. But this new guy, he made this exorcist, this his office, very, very popular. Now we have two eparchies there, because it was divided, and we have like 7 exorcists. And they are all busy. And they are very visible. They have every first Friday in Klokočo, they have this liturgy there, and then they pray over people, like this prayers for deliverance, they bless salt, water, oil, and it became like, I think some kind of hysteria almost. That now people see, they have this movement, I would say, this dealing with temptation, still say, they see it that I am possessed, you know, that I am possessed, I need an exorcist, and it goes, from my perspective, it goes to wrong direction.
Well, that they are being affected or afflicted by some kind of temptation from like an evil one, but they should be fighting against it with their own like prayer.
I think that those exorcists are possessed a little bit now.
Yeah.
By desire for vain worldly glory, you know?
Yes.
This is my impression.
Okay, it's okay.
They are going to kill me if they are going to listen this
Sorry,
podcast.
Yes.
Patrick?
I was just going to say that it does create. It's easier to blame a demon. I'm possessed by a demon. I am placing the blame for my sins on an external power, then I'm not responsible anymore. It's the demon that's doing it. You know, there used to be a comedian named Flip Wilson, and he had this character named Geraldine, and she always used to say, "The devil made me do it," you know? And it was always, "The devil made me do it." And it's easy for us to put that on something else outside of us. And it's more comforting that way. And when you have these kind of theatrical exorcisms, it just feeds that. It just feeds that. And I've known 2 priests that were exorcists, and they're very quiet about it, and very holy men, and they fasted, and they took it very seriously, and it was very quiet. I just happen to know them from different circumstances, but, you know, these are holy men that don't publicize it because they don't need, they're afraid. Every time they go into the exorcism, they're afraid.
Yeah. And so it means that those are like special cases when really through free decision, we give our souls to also others, you know, under this cruel rule of demons. But we have to realize one thing, that doing this public, doing like theater, doing overdo this, it causes that we are putting wrong understanding in mind of people, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous because you have to be spiritually mature to understanding correctly. If you are not, so then you see everywhere demons. But maybe it is time. I have one story. Because I had several cases, you know, very, very strange cases, and well, I didn't call exorcist. Even if you have like strange situations, we have to realize that we are powerful as Christians. One thing. Another thing is that we have sacraments which are powerful. God comes to us. And actually, each priest for ordination, he gets this special help or power from God, you know, to deal with these things. And each Christian should be like good warrior of what to do. Once evening, a family came from one village which was under my care, you know, and they were scared. The family, I didn't see them very often in the church. I knew about them, but well, they were not like regular. But they came and evidently they were scared. And so they told me that, well, they are dealing with funny things which scares them. One thing is that they had like house, and next to house it was like a little house, smaller than a grandma, she was living there. And they said, well, strange things started to happen that her dog, and the dog she had for like for over 10 years, and the dog was always with her, always, start to refuse to enter that house. He was like crazy. So this is one thing. Another thing was that during night, they wake up because of noise on this backyard, you know, like somebody is beating on fences, you know. So it started with that. And then they found this cushion on the bed of grandma. They found it many times morning full of blood. And she had no wound, nothing. So, well, they were dealing with that somehow. And then they started to have problems. For example, their son got a phone call from his girlfriend that, well, she asked him, come over to the city. It was like 10 miles, you know, come because I have a problem. So he took car and he started to drive, and in middle of woods, you know, there's like, they were like, well, car stopped, light off, everything, no engine. So he walked like the rest of these 5 miles back to the city, and because he was scared what happened with her girlfriend. And she opened and she, what are you doing here? She didn't know that something. You know, and similar things were happening to them, and it was like worse. Things were moving in their house, not only in grandma's, but their house. So I said, well, okay, so they asked me, what can you do? I said, well, I will go there, you know, I will bless the house and we'll see. So I talked to grandma, she a confession, and I talked to them, and it was not really. I started to ask questions because something had to trickle that the situation, and nothing. Everything looked like fine. And then I asked one question: that are you not involved in some kind of occultism? And they said, what do you mean? And so I started to like make names of some kind of, at the time, popular movements which came to Slovakia and people start to be involved, and there are a lot of things I don't want to make, like propagation, promotion of these things. And in one moment they stopped me, oh yeah, we attended this and we are part of this group. It's, but it's not, this about health, it's nothing spiritual, it's about health. And I said, okay. So I told him, look, my suggestion is, tomorrow is liturgy here, please come all for confession. During the day, remove all these books which are connected, this is from your house. Come for confession with this and with this resolution that I renounce this and I want to serve to God totally. Actually, they did it. There is communion and everything stopped. Everything stopped. But this was real, you know, because it is not that, like this grandma, it was like whole family. They all experienced that, and it was like nothing like feelings, it was like activity which forced them to do things which turn like nonsense, like that their son, you know, that he said, well, would I was not dreaming that she's calling me. And then his car, and when he returned back to his car, it was just fine. You know, so what I mean, what I want to say through is that many times we can have this experience, but usually it is connected that we are not in good relationship with God. Something was wrong, went wrong. The best exorcism, the best exorcism is confession, to be in peace with God. Because if I am not, if something I happen in my life, there is a sin and it is there, so I am open to this influence of demons. So I have to really pay attention that I am in grace, that there is nothing what causes, and then because if not, I am giving like free pass to these powers. I mentioned yesterday that even like if you look through these lenses of these holy teachers of spiritual life, so how can we be surprised that this violence in our country is now, if there were like 3 months of missing this praising of God in our churches, that many people were without communion. Many people, they were in a state of sin because they didn't come for confession. So we created, and we have to realize that there is no middle ground. If I don't serve to God, it doesn't mean that, well, I am somewhere in the middle. I am creating vacuum, emptiness, which is immediately filled with enemy of God. I have to keep this in mind, because or there is no middle state, you know, that, but well, I don't care, I don't want to have anything with God, I don't want to have anything with God, so I'm fine. No, it's not. And more we create this vacuum, the more visible these hostile powers are. And I'm sure that what we are experiencing now, well, I think that this is because this activity of church which was bringing this blessing for the world was less. And it means that people became more weak, and we created space for these activities. And if you look to some kind of these activities which news brings us, and some people how they act, so yes, those people need exorcism. It means this to say goodbye. Yesterday evening or today, there was some kind of video I watched, and there was like somebody made It was not like normal TV, it was like blog or something like that. A discussion with one man from Seattle. And the question this guy said, well, are you not afraid to steal things? I said, oh, I was afraid before, not now. I started to steal last Thursday. And he was like, and I am going, it's fun. And but you could see that person for sure, how he acted, how he moved, how he talked, that he's using some kind of drugs. You know, not pleasant human being. And you say, poor guy, you are wasting with your life. You are so under this some kind of influence that you have joy from doing bad things. But many times we Christians, Bishop John, several years ago, when he came over, and usually when I loved it because he always has had something like spiritual thought, you know, some kind, and he said, I remember that he said, well, I was thinking today that how blessed are atheists that we are here, because they have great life because of us Christians. Because we are creating this environment in which they can live relatively good earthly life. And this is right. It is Christians who bring these positive things to society through their prayers, sacrifices, and through even these battles which we are fighting in our souls. Because if we are trying to be better, holier, so the fruit is that we are creating some kind of environment around ourselves which is pleasant, good. Less Christians means a worse environment in the world. And this is space for demons, and we can see that demons probably got okay, we just one thing more, because to finish this paragraph at least, you know, the third, what he says, what how we have to deal with this temptation is that he says that this that prayer, which is if we pray often and in power, causes that we are freed from fear, which is temptation, are causing. That if our temptations cause that we are scared of because of that, and we are fearful, it's a sign we should start to pray. And prayer, good prayer, removes this fear. Removes this fear. All right, you are right, maybe 10 years until we finish. We made like two paragraphs today. All right, please.
So Father, the cake really is celebrating halfway. It really, it's not just to make fun, it really isn't. It's to thank you for all that we do here. It takes you hours to prepare. And I know it takes you hours and hours to prepare. And I appreciate all the work you've done that has really helped me along the way this last 2 years. I try to come every week, even when it's hard, because I need this. And I appreciate everything.
Thank you very much.
We can celebrate a little bit since
thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please share it with those who might like to be enriched by this teaching of Holy Bishop Ignatius. If you live in our area, we would love if you could join us for our study in person on Monday nights at 7 p.m. at St. Nicholas Byzantine Catholic Church in Barberton, Ohio. Thank you and God bless.